This is Christy Silverstein with Expect More Arizona, here with Jeff Smith, Superintendent of Balls Elementary School District on the east side of Phoenix. Dr. Smith, Arizona voters overwhelmingly agree that the state needs to better fund education, but we'd like to help people understand what the funding needs are around the state at every level. As superintendent, I imagine you have to make difficult decisions all the time about how to spend limited resources. Will you share an example or two with our listeners and what factors into that final decision?
You know, our district has faced a reduction in our budget nearly every year for the last 10 years. We've had to make many difficult decisions that range from funding full-day kindergarten and preschools to whether or not we have nurses, librarians, art, and music teachers in our schools. And these are all very difficult decisions to make. There's also a great need for additional emotional supports for our students and staff. Many of our students suffer from multiple adverse childhood experiences. The needs of our diverse population are changing, and yet our funding structure in Arizona has not changed significantly in decades. While we would like to think solely about serving the best needs of our students and staff, we also have to keep in mind that every cent we spend is measured by dollars in the classroom. Many supports do not qualify as dollars going directly into the classroom. For example, last year we had to decide whether to fund social worker interns in our schools, and this was proven to be a very effective program for students, and yet these are dollars that will go against our system when compared to other districts in the state and how money is allocated using this formula. This is also a program supported by the federal government, and so it's subject to changes at the national level.
Balls Elementary School District serves a really diverse student population. Can you share an example of a program or initiative that has been successful in improving outcomes for your students?
One thing I'd speak to is how fortunate Balls is to have passed our last override that provides funding for curriculum. As a result, we're able to purchase an English language arts curriculum and a science curriculum that are aligned to the newly adopted standards. But a question I would ask is, should the resources that teachers and students utilize to meet the expectations of standards be left to a community's choice through an override, or should this be something that is automatically funded through our state? We've also been fortunate to have earned specific grants. Balls School District has provided a mentoring and induction program for beginning teachers as a result of grant funding through the Arizona New Teacher Project, which is formerly known as the Arizona K-12 Center. This has helped to provide support for our teachers and has been credited with reducing teacher turnover in our district. Supporting the newest members of our profession should not be a decision that districts have to grapple with by winning support from nonprofits. We will know we're serious about educating Arizona students when basic needs are given and not an option.
Significant investments have been made recently to increase teacher pay by 2020. In a few sentences, will you please share your opinion about why increasing teacher pay alone won't ensure the success of every student, and why additional investments are needed across the entire continuum?
We appreciate policymakers increasing funding for teacher salary. It was very much needed. Arizona has fallen far behind other states in this area. However, the entire system has been lacking in funds for years. Our bus drivers, instructional assistants, office staff, and other classified employees have also suffered from a lack of funding. We want to pay competitive salaries to our wonderful teachers. However, providing higher salaries is not the entire solution. Teachers need resources and support to grow in their professional knowledge. Embedded professional development is an ongoing challenge for schools. High-quality mentors and instructional coaches assist teachers to use data to drive instructional decisions and to reflect upon their practices. High-quality school administrators are also very important to a high-functioning school system. In order for our entire system to thrive, we need to keep the best interests of all employees in mind. This means that an additional 5%, if shared among all groups, may not represent a 5% increase for teachers alone. Our devoted teachers and governing board have taken this into account as we have spread this increase to all groups in the district because we understand that we are all here to make Balts a better place for students and staff. So in short, simply paying people more does not guarantee high quality instruction on a consistent and enduring basis. Arizona needs predictability if we want our educational system to excel. We must expect more from all levels in our state. This requires forethought and dedication from our policymakers, as well as wise decision making at the local level.